Because he is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between the good and the bad. This is Lord Nityananda. Yehage padayata karaye nishtada ateva nishtarila mohena durachara. He delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. Although I am sinful and I am the most fallen, he has conferred upon me the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. And after having said this, Krishna Das Kaviraj describes how Lord Nityananda brought him through Rupa Goswami into the lotus feet of Madan Gopal and Lord Govinda. He says, I'm not fit to speak all these confidential words about my visiting Lord Madan Gopal and Lord Govinda. Lord Madan Gopal, the chief deity of Vrindavan, is the enjoyer of the Rasa dance and is directly the son of the king of Braj. He enjoys the Rasa dance with Srimati Radharani, Sri Lalita and others. He manifests himself as the Cupid of Cupids. And then he describes how, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he came to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, came to Lord Madan Mohan's or Madan Gopal's lotus feet in Vrindavan. And when he came there, a garland fell down from the head of from the neck of the deity, and in this way he became empowered to write this beautiful work called Chaitanya Charitamrita, which remains the most important work in our Gaudiya line on Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Yesterday we started to describe a little bit about Lord Nityananda, and we want to continue today here. We want to start with the Vyasa Puja of Lord Nityananda. As you know, Lord Nityananda is considered to be the original spiritual master, and all other spiritual masters come behind him. Why? Because Lord Nityananda is directly Balaram. This is a sweet secret about Lord Nityananda. He's the brother of Krishna. Now, I want to read to you some verses regarding this so that you believe me, because this is a very great secret in the spiritual knowledge, and it is not so easy to understand. It is sometimes described that Nityananda Tattva, or the knowledge about Lord Nityananda, is one of the most difficult subject matters and hidden subject matters in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Let me read to you. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. This is from Adi Lila 5, text 4. And then continues, they are both one and the same identity, Krishna and Balaram. Same identity. They differ only in form. He is the first bodily extension of Krishna, and he assists in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Now, one way Lord Balaram assists Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastimes is he expands himself in the different things which are needed for Krishna's pastimes, his bed, his stick, his so many things. And even the holy land of Vrindavan, the holy dham, is an expansion of Lord Balaram. Do not know if you knew about this, but that's why we don't go with shoes, ideally, if we don't have such complicated Western feet in Vrindavan, because we know Lord Balaram has expanded himself in the form of the holy dham. Some also say Vrindavan represents Srimati Radharani. The trees are her hands which move, you know, the leaves and so on. But the general understanding is it is an expansion of Lord Balaram. That's one way in which Lord Balaram helps the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Another way is he expands himself into the different forms from which the whole material, the spiritual and the material manifestations appear. He is the Mula Sankarshan, the original Sankarshan, from which not only the spiritual world comes, but later also the material world. This is another way how he serves Lord Krishna's pastimes. Now, yet another way is that he becomes the original spiritual master and pulls the living entities back to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna as the Guru Tattva. These are three ways in which Lord Balaram serves his brother. He's actually the older brother. But so this is a little bit how we can understand the tattva of Lord Nityananda. He is the greatest servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of Krishna, performing service in different functions. We may be able to do sankirtan, and we can cook a little bit, and we can maybe perform our services while managing a few the cleanliness of a few square meters. But Lord Balaram has such an incredible area of devotional service. It's just wonderful. He serves Krishna in his lila. He serves Krishna in the expansion of the spiritual and material world, and he serves Krishna in bringing back the souls who have left him by manifesting himself as the Guru Tattva. From this, I think you will understand that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's point that all this is very inconceivable. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there are four inconceivable tattvas or truths. One is the Guru Tattva, which is represented by Lord Nityananda. We can't understand it very easily. We can't understand it. Now, because Lord Nityananda is the original spiritual master, on his birthday, a Vyasa Puja ceremony was performed for him. And we want to hear a little bit about this ceremony, because today is Lord Nityananda's appearance day. And we can relish the subject matters a little bit. One day before the Vyasa Puja, Gonitai danced and danced, and all of a sudden Lord Chaitanya came into the ecstasy of Balaram. In this ecstasy he went on the altar and he was manifesting the mood of Lord Balaram. At that time Lord Nityananda came and gave him a plow and some pestle. I know this word in German is very difficult to find. Pestle heißt sowas wie, ja, so ein Stab, wie die Leute in Vrindavan haben, um Getreide damit zu schlagen und auf diese Art und Weise das zu Mehl zu verarbeiten. Oder war das richtig? Nein, nein, um die Hülse vom Getreide abzukriegen. So Lord Nityananda gave these two items to Balaram, who all of a to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who all of a sudden became more into the mood of Lord Balaram, and shouted, Varuni, Varuni, Varuni. Those of you who know about beverages, Varuni beverage is a very intoxicating type of honey drink, but with a lot, it has a little schwips, you know, in it. So everyone said, oh, and you won't drink Varuni, Mahaprabhu. And Shiva had the idea. He went to the Ganga, got a pot of clay and brought it with Ganga water. Here's your Varuni. And he drank it. And this. So no problem was created, even for the devotees who are very attached to rules and regulations. So then it is described that Lord Chaitanya did this to glorify Lord Balaram. He was showing this form of Lord Balaram on the altar to glorify his older brother. Now in the night before this Vyasa Puja day, Nityananda got up from bed. The moon was shining in the room and came directly on his danda. He is sannyasi, and his water pot. Sannyasis in olden times, they used to go with a water pot where they had all their water supply for the day, or for maybe sometimes 2 days, when they used to cross deserts. They even had servants one servant with them who was in charge of the water pot to see that it was always full. Therefore, Prabhupada once told me, you have to become a water carrier. It means a servant of a sannyasi. I understand this to be Srila Prabhupada himself. Lord Nityananda saw these two signs of the sannyasi lying in the moonlit night. All of a sudden, he came into his special mood. We have heard today Lord Nityananda is mata, prema mata, means maddened in the ecstasy of love. When a person, love of Godhead makes you forget all rules and regulations of the material world. So Lord Nityananda, he went up, he laughed, and he broke his danda in three pieces. Crash, crash. And then he threw his water pot against the wall, which also broke. The reason why he did this is to indicate that when one has attained love of God, there is no need any longer for these rules and regulations of Vaidhi Bhakti. Lord Nityananda also did this with another danda. Who knows which danda he also broke? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's danda. This was Lord Nityananda's speciality, to distribute pure love of Godhead, and to break away with the conventions of this world. If you want to understand Lord Nityananda, you must know that he is prema mata. He is so full of love. He is not a person of this world. Many people cannot understand these wonderful aspects of Lord Nityananda, and therefore start to criticize him or not develop faith in his glories. And therefore their spiritual development is blocked. This happens. Now I want to tell you another secret. Yes, now it will go on. So the next morning, Ramai Pandit came in and he saw the broken danda and saw Lord Nityananda looking very happy. Nitai! He went to Lord Chaitanya and said, Lord Chaitanya, this is what happened. Nityananda has broken his danda. And Lord Chaitanya knew everything, and he came there. He said, Nitai, why are you always doing this? But he was internally very pleased. Today is your birthday, said Lord Chaitanya. Let us go to the Ganga. And then they went to the Ganga, and all of a sudden Lord Nityananda became again so blissful. He simply jumped into the Ganga and began to chase after a crocodile. Hare Krishna. Wonderful. So then they went and they did the Vyasa Puja ceremony. For the ceremony, they made Srivas Pandit the master of ceremonies. Srivas Pandit was organizing everything, and it came the moment when Srivas Pandit read from his book, now on the Vyasa Puja day, the person whose birthday is celebrated, the spiritual master whose birthday is celebrated should give a garland around Vyasadeva, because he is a representative of Srila Vyasadeva. So they had a picture of Srila Vyasadeva, and Srivas Pandit gave this garland to Lord Nityananda, saying, now Nitai, put the garland around Vyasadeva. Nityananda was standing there with the garland, looking at the garland and smiling. Nitai, it's now time to put the garland around Vyasadeva. Nityananda said, yes. Nitai, please, we have to go on with the ceremonies. Put the garland around Vyasadeva. Then Lord Nityananda laughed very happily. He took the garland and put it around Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now at this moment a divine revelation took place. For Lord Nityananda it was clear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and therefore is Vyasadeva. But for many this was not clear. So Lord Chaitanya accepted this leela of Nityananda and came into his transcendental ecstatic mood and took on, manifested for the first time in his leela, a six-armed form of Sadbhuja. Two hands were holding Shankar and Chakra, the concha and the fire wheel. Two were holding Gada and Padma, that is a club and the lotus flower, and two other four hands held the hala, that is the plow, and the mushala, the pestle, you know, the thing for making the grains ready. When Lord Nityananda saw this transcendental form standing before him, he could not contain his ecstasy, and he danced and started to clap himself under the armpits. This we have to start, Mangamaya. It is a very nice expression of joy. Lord Nityananda danced like this, and then he fell down unconscious. When he was lying there, Lord Chaitanya looked at him and he said something very important. He said, get up. Distribute prema. You can give it to whomever you like. No one can get it without your mercy. One who is favored by you becomes favored by me. But one who is not favored by you, or is not well inclined towards you, doesn't like you, in other words, does not get my mercy, no matter what type of bhajan he does. This is very important for us to understand. It has been said that Lord Nityananda is the gateway, the store, through which one can reach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a nice glorification in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sangsarera pada hoy bhaktira sagare ye dubi beye bajuk nitai chandere. Nitai chandere. One who would cross over the ocean of material existence and swim in the bhakti ocean should worship the lotus feet of Nityananda. We want to cross the ocean of samsara, Madhumangal. This is our work in this life, to cross the ocean of material existence, and we want to come into another ocean, the ocean of love. Many now feel in this time of changes, yes, we want more love, we want more affection, more humanness, and so on. And these qualities are certainly very, very important. Let us not forget, however, that they are little sons and daughters of the Father, which is love of Godhead. When the Father is strong, the sons are also strong and the daughters are strong. They are byproducts. Of course, we can't always aim only for the highest, and then when we don't reach it, have nothing. This is also a fact. We must be careful that our activities amongst the Vaishnavas are carried by great appreciation and respect for each other. This is very important also. It's not one or the other. But today on Nityananda's appearance day, let us say that we want to make a double ocean journey. The first ocean is we want to cross one ocean, and we want to swim in another ocean. We want to cross the ocean of material existence and swim in the ocean of love of Krishna. This is what we want. So yes. Now let us hear a little bit about the blissful nature of Lord Nityananda, because after all, Nitya means eternal and Ananda means pleasure. And just by hearing about this blissful aspect of Lord Nityananda, I hope that you will also feel some bliss in your heart and some happiness. These are very nice and sweet and relishable subjects. One time, after Lord Chaitanya had just met Nityananda, he brought him home to Mother Sachi. Mother Sachi was always very... there was something which gave sadness to her heart. This was that her oldest son, Vishwarup, had done something which hurt her motherly heart very much. Sachi and Jagat and her husband, Jagannath Mishra, they once discussed, oh, Vishwarup should marry. It is time. So when Vishwarup heard this, he decided, this is the time I have waited for, and took sannyas. He left overnight, and Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra were heartbroken because of this. Lord Chaitanya at that time told them, I will not leave you, I will take care of you, in order to save them from dying. It was such a pain, and I do not know what In India, I've heard the old custom for someone who takes sannyas is he goes to the border of the village and the whole village comes with him. And then they all begin to cry, because the sannyasi will now make three lines in the ground. And then he will look one last time in the village, and then he will cross these three lines and never return. These three lines mean he will leave the village, he will cross over the village, he will leave his family, and I would like to, I think it was the bodily conception of life. He will leave all this behind. He will strip himself naked, so to say, of upadis, of material designations, and what is left is the eternal soul, who has no relations in this world, but who has only one relation, that is Krishna. It is, you can see by this drawing of three lines, and then looking around, and then just crossing it, never to return. It's dramatic. It's not something whimsical. It is something very deep and something which is painful for those who do not follow this logic and this step in their lives. And, but it is done in the spiritual traditions for that reason. So Mother Sachi was always a little sad. Even though she had Nimai, she thought of her other son who had left her like this. So one day, Lord Chaitanya came with Nityananda. And he said, Mother, I have brought the older brother back. Sachi looked at Nitai. And she could see, while she looked at him, that yes, this was Vishwarupa, this was Lord Balaram. Later, this became, Mother Sachi said one morning to Lord Chaitanya, I had this morning a very astonishing dream. See, Mother Sachi worshipped two deities of Krishna and Balaram. Do you know this? She had Krishna Balaram deities. So she said, in my dream I saw this. You and Nityananda took on the forms of little five-year-old boys, and you went to the Thakurs, to the deities in the room, and you came out of the deity room carrying them in your arms. You put them down on the floor, and all of a sudden they started to run, Krishna, Balaram, and you. And a huge quarrel came. You had the offering bowls in your hands, and Nitai said, hey, Balai, Balaram, this is not the time of your incarnation. It's the time of our incarnation. What are you doing eating the sandesh? It's our sandesh. And he was eating the sandesh. And Chaitanya also ate the sandesh. And Krishna Balaram says, no, this is our sandesh. Mother Sachi has offered it to us. You are robbers. And they took the sandesh and like children, you know, a quarrel was going back and forth. Gadadha, du kannst doch nicht schlafen. This is so nice. Please don't sleep. So I saw this. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mother, this dream is correct. I know that the boga always becomes half. Half goes to Krishna Balaram, half goes to us. And then she saw all of a sudden, when she looked at Gaur-Nitai, she saw, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, she saw that they transformed into Krishna and Balaram. They were standing there before her. And when she saw this, she fainted immediately. And Lord Chaitanya took care of his mother. Mother, come, come, mother. It was a very heartfelt relationship between Lord Chaitanya and Sachi. And he said, don't think about all these difficult subjects. Just please cook now. Make some prasad for Nitai. He's always so hungry. Mother Sachi was in ecstasy and went in the kitchen. Nitai, Nitai, Nitai Goranga, Krishna Balaram, and cooked totally in bliss. And then they fed Nitai. They fed him a lot. He was a eater. There is a nice leela also about Blissful Nityananda. He stayed at the house of Srivas Pandit and Malini, and one day Malini cried. What had happened? A crow had landed, and the crow had taken one of the bowls which was necessary for the offerings and had flown away with it. And Nityananda came happy as always, saying, Malini, you're crying. What is the reason? Oh, we can't perform the offering. This crow has taken the offering bowl. There's no reason to cry, said Nityananda. And he said, crow, come back. Come back. The crow, which had flown already a long, long way, came back, landed before Malini, looked at Malini, and dropped the bowl and flew away. So Malini saw this. She thought very deeply. And in her meditation, she understood that Lord Nityananda is the original Paramatma, the Super Soul, and had given that indication to the crow to please don't steal the offering bowl. It is belonging to the deity. And in this way, the crow came back. And then she said, you are Shesha, you are Lakshmi, you are the one who pulled Kalindi. What is the problem for you to get this offering bowl back? No problem. Yes. Now there is a nice leela with which I want to end. I think it is a very important leela. There's so many more, I want to go shortly and briefly about through this leela and highlight just a few points which are necessary for us to understand. I think everyone in this room has heard about Lord Nityananda's plan. He wanted to manifest the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he thought he would do this by showing just how merciful Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya is. So he went to the most fallen. Just before, when I was preparing for this lecture, I saw a picture of a person whom I personally consider one of the most fallen in this world. It's Andy Warhol. I do not know if you have studied his art and his activities. He's a modern artist who has views and art forms which we do not want to discuss here. It's very degraded at times. And before coming to Krishna consciousness, and here you see my background, I knew about his art and about his habits, and I do not want to pollute the atmosphere. It is very heavy, the things which I know. He must have done not only these things, but he did them at least at the time when I was aware of art and these things. So I saw a picture where Andy Warhol looks at Krishna pictures, you know, the book, I think, the Illuminations on the Bhagavad Gita, if I remember correctly, or some Krishna art book, and there is a statement under, these pictures are so pretty, he says. And you can see, he looks at it and he's somehow touched by the pictures. It's something in, looks serious. And I was thinking at that time, how much mercy that this person has contacted this Krishna in the form of this beautiful form. This is definitely a great mercy. And then was remembered of Lord Nityananda's mercy, who made all this possible. You see, Lord Nityananda approached the most fallen people of Navadvip, because he thought, if I can make them devotees, Nimai's or Lord Chaitanya's glories will spread all over. He went to Jagai and Matai. These were previously Brahmanas, but they were very violent, and they drank all this. They made their camps in different parts of Navadvip, and they just drank, and they got girls whose love can be bought. And they, you know, when anyone would come close to their camp, they would beat them or even kill them. They were rowdies you can't imagine. They were very, they had a lot of money, and it is suspected that they bribed the Muslim rulers of Bengal, the Qazis, so that they could do all their nefarious activities. They were dangerous, really dangerous, murderers, and no one could do anything against them. So Lord Nityananda, it's a long story, he went to Navadvip, this Haridas Thakur, begging at the doors of all the people. He was a sannyasi, and he came and he said, I have come to beg from your house. And the people said, what do you want? Money? Food? What? No. My arm is this. Bolo Krishna Bhaja Krishna Lahe Krishna Naam Krishna Mata Krishna Pita Krishna Hana Pran Toma Sabalagya Krishna Avata Ene Krishna Bhaja Sabachada Anata. Say Krishna. Think of Krishna and chant Krishna Naam. Krishna is your father, mother, life and all. Krishna has come for your sake to deliver you all. Surrender to him. Do not anything that is wrong. In other words, he was saying, become Krishna conscious. This is the arm which I'm begging from you. If you give this to me, then I'm very satisfied. So he came like this also to Jagai and Matai. Bolo Krishna Bhaja Krishna Laha Krishna Naam. It's something as if, let me say, Dauji would go, no, you're too young. Your brother Aniruddha would go to Bill Clinton. By Bill Clinton, Saddam Hussein Shah is much better in this as an example. Bolo Krishna Bhaja Krishna Laha Krishna Naam. they were against this, and they were hurting Lord Nityananda. They were Madai was hitting him on the forehead, and blood came all over. People in Navadvip saw this, and they immediately notified Chaitanya, who arrived on the plane on the you know, where this was happening, having his Sudarshan chakra ready for action. And he was just going to cut the heads of these two sinners. Nitai said, no, stop. You have come to liberate the people. If you kill these two, you have to kill everyone in Kali Yuga, or most of the people. Give them your mercy. Do it because of me. Lord Chaitanya became moved by Lord Nityananda's great mercy. Now, there was one there were two sinners, Jagai and Madai. Madai had hit Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, but when Madai wanted to hit him a second time and, you know, severely wound him, Jagai had fallen into his arm, and he said, "Well, you can't do this. He is a sadhu. He wants only the best for you." And at this, Madai had stopped. Then Jagai had thrown himself down on the ground and said, "Please forgive me and my brothers. I can see that you are, there's so much love coming from you. I'm so sorry for what we did." And then Lord Chaitanya came, and he had this chakra, and he wanted to kill Madai, actually. Then Lord Nityananda said, no, please don't do it. You know, we have spoken about this. And then Lord Chaitanya said, okay, I will forgive Jagai because he has not allowed that Madai would kill my Nitai, you know, would hurt him severely. But I can't forgive Madai. He has drawn blood. It is not possible for me to forgive. This is not in my potency to forgive such an offense. It is not possible for me. So then Lord Nityananda said, please also do not just forgive Jagai, forgive Madai as well. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was very difficult for him. He could not imagine this. Hare Krishna, welcome. He could not actually do this. But because Madai, Nityananda was so merciful, he could, Lord Chaitanya at the end said, if you want, then just embrace Madai. And Nityananda did this, and when Madai was embraced by Nityananda, the electric shakti of his bhakti came into his heart and totally transformed Madai. Much later the demigods were discussing about this forgiving potency of Lord Nityananda, and then following this forgiveness, the forgiving potency of Lord Chaitanya. Yamaraj was totally amazed. I mean, these are the sinners. They have to go to hell. And he came to his scribe, who was noting down all the negative thoughts and activities. You have also a book from your life before you became a devotee, the sins and so on. And he said, "Can I see those books of Jagai and Madai? I think there's a mistake here. They are forgiven, but this doesn't make any sense to me." Chitragupta said, "How many books you want to see?" "It is unlimited, the books. And do you know that all my secretaries were busy writing down the reports of their sins? My secretaries had nervous breakdowns because every day so many reports were coming in. They could not deal with this any longer. How many do you want to?" He said, "So many," said Yamaraj. "Yes, it is unlimited. There's no place in hell for these books. So many." Yamaraj, you know, went on his chariot and he went down to Navadvipa, and he saw the two sinners were dancing in the kirtan of Mahaprabhu. It was so, you know, he's very intelligent, but it was too much. He fainted on his chariot. He could not understand, and he was overwhelmed by this mercy. And then he did a kirtan, and in this kirtan many demigods joined, Shiva and Brahma, because this was really a wonder. Because you need to understand that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have appeared for you. It almost sounds like a Christian preacher. You know, if you do not want to go to hell, then hallelujah. I do not want to create this duality which has maybe not enthused those of you from your previous religious background. But I sincerely want to draw your logical consideration on this one point, please try to understand the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. They know that we are very fallen and we are very unqualified for spiritual life. They know this. It's the time of the universal time of disqualification. And therefore, they have decided to not take any longer in account if one is qualified or not qualified. Some of you, at least I know a few of the children, still go to school. Now imagine the school teacher says, oh, there's no question that you passed the matura test, the abitur they call it. You don't know, you have not learned your subject. But because everyone is so disqualified, we will take away this test and everyone can just make it. You all get the matura. This is a little bit like, it's a very poor example, I admit this, but this is a little bit like Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are. They do not take care of our disqualifications. They are so merciful. We just need to turn to them and cry for their mercy. This was done by Madai, the sinner. Madai always had a problem. He had hit Lord Nityananda. Yes, he was forgiven, but he knew, I have done this. Can you understand his mood? It always was in his mind how he took that pot and threw it against Lord Nityananda and blood came from here. It was a never-ending slow-motion movie in his mind. And it was eating away his life's energy, this offense. So one day he came to Lord Nityananda and said, I'm not sure if you have forgiven me. No one can forgive such a thing. You came to give me the most valuable thing and I just struck at your head. This is a very unusual forgiveness. Please forgive me. You sustain the universe by your Shakti Brahma creates, and it was you whom I hit. Forgive me. The Lord Nityananda looked very deeply into his eyes and he said, you are forgiven. It is the mission of our incarnation. He told this, the mission of our incarnation to forgive the sinners. Then Madai said, but he believed Lord Nityananda at the end, and then he said, but what about the many people which I have hurt? I do not know who they are. I was drunken. I raped girls, I hit people, I did child abuse, and then this and that, you know, he had like everything in the book was on his account. What about them? What should I do? I do not know who they are. And Lord Nityananda told him something which I find very important for us in Krishna consciousness. He said, you do one thing. You build a ghat, a bathing ghat. When all these Vaishnavas come from Navadvip, you serve them. And in this way, by doing service, you will also be sure that these people whom you have offended will forgive you one day. I really think this is a very nice mood to live in while passing our last few days in this material world. I hope so, that you are also enthusiastic to go this path. All of you lives which we may have still before us, it is nothing, you know, once we are on the right path, there is good hope. You know, let us pray for the mercy of Nityananda, through whom the mercy of Radha and, of Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna come. And let us act in a way towards others where instead of hurting them, we try our best to serve them. With this mood, we can quickly end our days in this material world and go back to Krishna. I want to end with a song. It's called Nityananda Nishtha, Strong Faith in Lord Nityananda. I do not know how to sing it so rightly, so I will not try, but it sounds something like this. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala Dechayaya Jagata Judaya. Very beautiful song, presented by Narottam Das Thakur. And it is some things which I want to read with you. The first verse I want to read with you, please repeat after me. Lord Nityananda's lotus feet are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one but of millions of moons. It sounds like it must be more joyful. The shade of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Yes. Give relief from the sufferings of material existence. If one does not take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, then it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha and Krishna. Therefore, with firm conviction, one should take shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Yes. And he says, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are not illusion, they are a fact. And therefore, one who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. So I want to end here. We have a little time for one or two questions. Unfortunately, not more, because we want to somehow have the childlike pleasure to be on time. I have been severely encouraged. Do you have any questions? Param Shriya Prabhu. Inconceivable, yes. Yes. The other tattvas. Mm-hmm. The next tattva which is inconceivable is you, the jiva tattva. Very difficult. You know, imagine, you, Param Shriya, have an eternal spiritual body full of bliss and a relationship with Krishna is very inconceivable. I mean, we can't conceive of this by mental speculation or so. Then, jiva tattva, yes, guru tattva, Krishna tattva and Maya tattva. Also difficult to understand. We can't understand. The physicists want to understand, isn't it, Garada? They have different theories to understand, but it's very difficult to understand. Yes, Cynthia. I think always it's nice if we can't understand everything. But as you're trying to understand Parashriya, you will enter deeper and deeper into Krishna consciousness. It doesn't mean we should not try to understand. We should certainly try to understand and enter deeper, but there will always be some question marks. Mm-hmm. Tako. What would be our prayer to Lord Nityananda today? Could you repeat once more? Let me see. Yeah. I am more sinful than Jagai and Madai, and even lower than the worms in... I mean, this is not modern any longer, but here it is, than the worms in the stool. Anyone who hears my name loses the results of his pious activities. Whoever utters my name becomes sinful. Haribol. Who in this world but Nityananda could show his mercy to such an abominable person as me? Because he is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between the good and the bad. He delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore, he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. As Krishna Das Kaviraj. I would say, prayers, it's nice to follow the examples of the acharyas. So this Nitai Pada Kamala, or Nityananda Nishta, is a very nice song. You are a musician, and you like to sing this. You can sing this. And for what I pray to Lord Nityananda is something which Prabhupada taught us. My dear Lord Nityananda, please give me the strength to serve you. Hare Krishna. Because otherwise it gets a little complicated when it's so long, the prayers. But those who like to pray long, they can sing this Nityananda Nishta. Lord Nityananda's lotus feet are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. This is how it starts. And he ends like this, O Lord Nityananda, this person is very unhappy, and therefore I'm praying that you please make me happy. I think this is something which we all can feel, isn't it? We want to be happy. No? Happiness is... I think it is very natural that we want happiness. So we can pray to Lord Nityananda. You are called Lord Nityananda. Please make me happy. Please keep me in the corner of your reddish lotus feet. That's another nice prayer. Please give me some of your mercy in the form of love of Godhead. And in this way, keep me in the corner of your lotus feet. That's a nice prayer also. Maybe this is... Now, Dako, you have... But I will go for this prayer today. Because the other prayer I'm praying every day, so today is special. You can pray like this. Mandamaya. Yeah. Yeah. To be very honest with you, I have read this drama. It's called Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka. And I remember that lust also comes and says, I have no, I can't work any longer since this chanting goes on. But I would really like to know the detail and tell you later. I wanted to read this morning, but I was reading so many other things and therefore don't know the detail. I want to tell it to you in the detail. Because, I think we all feel when we are on this path of Krishna consciousness, there are many influences which can drag us away. These are the powerful generals of Kali. And it's definitely a very important question how we can not fall prey to them. A very nice understanding is given by Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, when I'm walking down the road of Krishna consciousness, the highway robbers of lust, greed, anger, and so on, he also starts with lust, come and put their noose, either schlinge, around my neck and pull me. you know, and then he says, the only solution is to call out to you, Krishna, and your devotees. When we feel in our hearts influences which are pulling us away from Krishna consciousness, it's very good method to call to Krishna, but also to the devotees of Krishna. That's very important. Soon as you speak about your problems to serious devotees in Krishna consciousness who give you Krishna conscious encouragement and spiritual solutions, you will see that the problems, the first thing is the problem is drawn out of the darkness which usually surround them. You know, they're pulled in the light of observation. Ooh, now the problem is there. It can be seen. It's no longer somewhere in some subconscious region of your psyche, and you don't know what it is. It just gives you a lot of and ah and ooh. And I know something is there. Now it's there. Ooh. It's in the discussion of the devotees. Not all the devotees, because if we tell it to all devotees, it will come and come the very next day. Just few devotees, or one devotee, and don't shoot the devotee who has the same problem as you and who encourages. Yes, it's very human, but go to someone who can help, whom you have faith in. Devotees of Krishna can surely help Krishna. So we have to end here. Sorry, I have so many more katha, so much more katha on Lord Nityananda. And I wanted to tell all of you who come to the lectures, you're usually used that I give lectures, at least I try to give lectures which are structured and which go from one philosophical subject to the next. I will do this later during our festival, but I think we should do something to come into the mood of Lord Nityananda, and that I feel can be done by hearing about his glorious activities. Somehow or other, this festival can help us in attaining something very important, that is a relationship to Lord Nityananda. We should use our time today very well to obtain this. At 10 o'clock we want to make an abhishek for him, bathe him, and so on. Please all try to be there to participate in this, because when you have a relationship to, if your relationship to Lord Nityananda is strong, there is no problem in spiritual life. He takes away these problems. And gives you some of his incredible bliss. Hare Krishna. So let us end here. Thank you very much for listening so patiently. Lord Nityananda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Bol.